Oakland Raiders football is right around the corner. You can hear all their games on KINS 106.3 FM.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. In a previous community comment, I shared that many of our region's older homes are vulnerable to earthquake damage, and then I outlined some retrofits that you can do to help older homes survive earthquakes. It turns out that I'm actually doing one of those retrofits right now on an old Arcata farmhouse built in 1894. So I thought I would share the circumstances of this property and how I came to the decision to retrofit it to survive earthquakes as a case study that might help others with similar decisions. First, I need to tell you about the house. It had been in the same family since 1933 before my wife and I bought it, and it had some additions done in the 50s. All the windows, wiring, and plumbing were ancient and needed to be replaced, and the floor plan was really dysfunctional as a result of those additions done in the 50s. Also, the home was sitting on posts and piers that had been shoved down into the dirt over the years and began to rot so that the floor inside the house was super uneven. This also resulted in the crawl space under the home being so tight that you had to crawl on your belly, and this made it hard to do any work under the home. So we bought this place knowing that it needed a major renovation and remodel, and that we would have to, at the very least, jack the home up to replace the old post and piers that were holding it up. Now, with an eye towards saving money and time, it was tempting to just repair the existing post and piers. But because we're going to perform a complete renovation and remodel, this is a perfect example where spending some additional money to start with a strong and earthquake-resilient foundation makes sense, because it will protect all the additional investment of time and money we're going to put into this project. It just didn't make sense to us to do the cheap and fast work on the thing holding the entire house up. But on the other hand, if we had bought a home that did not need to be renovated and remodeled and that had posts and piers that were holding up just fine, then even I would have a hard time spending the money and time on a perimeter foundation. In this scenario, adding some bracing and bolts to the existing posts and piers might be a reasonable compromise between doing nothing at all and going for the full foundation replacement. But do keep in mind that there are additional benefits of a modern perimeter foundation. For example, with posts and piers, there are typically wood skirting that closes off the gap between the bottom of the home and the ground, and it is practically impossible to keep critters from getting through or under this skirting. And having a family of raccoons living under your home has all kinds of downsides. This certainly factored into my decision, since a concrete perimeter foundation is critter-proof. And so that's my story regarding a perimeter foundation decision. Hopefully it helps you if you have an old home sitting on posts and piers. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.